It's the biggest insider trading case having to do with a hedge fund specifically. And basically what it is you also have at the top of the indictment the 559th listed Forbes individual who's worth something like $1.3 billion. That obviously gives it more media attention and scrutiny. But basically, it's an insider trading case saying that material non-public information not available to the public, was traded on, which defrauds the markets and defrauds the public. So, it's a large case, but the amount certainly by the standards of the Madoff case is not, as big as that. But they're describing it as a big case, so...
So we'll call it a big case. But, how big a surprise is this to you? Because, when you're talking about hedge funds, so much money is at play. And one assumes the temptation is so large. I mean, look, these managers aren't getting 37% returns for nothing, right?
I think you make a great point, Colleen, because the point is they have lots of money under management and the people aren't necessarily calling for all of that money all of the time. So, of course, it's very, very tempting to misappropriate the money. And the biggest surprise of all, though, and this was brought up in the introduction to the case, is that a wiretap was used. That's not that common in an insider trading case. It's usually reserved for different areas of law, organized crime, things like that. And I actually had an occasion to look just very quickly at some of the quotes, that are in the media coming off of those wiretapes. That can be very, very damaging because those are the words of the people charged right out of their own mouth.
I want to ask you more about the wiretap thing in a minute and the chill, but sure. You've already mentioned one of the world's richest men, and we've been showing the picture of him, right. So I want to bring that in now. Maybe we can pop those pictures back up. But that person you mentioned is someone named Rajaratnam. Now, he is interesting. Now, these are just allegations at this point, I want to make sure, but he's among the six executives busted. This guy, Rajaratnam, born in Sri Lanka, graduated from the Wharton School of Business, pretty prestigious school, right? Runs a hedge fund at Galleon, right, a company that he started in the late 90s. Forbes magazine put him at number 559 among the world's wealthiest billionaires. He's got a net worth of what? $1.3 billion. And we've also learned that he contributed money to President Barack Obama's presidential campaign. I mean, I guess maybe that's the typical resume of a hedge fund manager, right?
Well, yeah. That and also the disappointing fact that in the recent period, the last year or so, you see Madoff, who was head of NASDAQ at one point. You see other prominent people, and it becomes even more disappointing, Colleen, to see people who you would think have some modicum of creditability, and wholesomeness, and you find them right in the middle of a very, very intense set of, fraudulent facts.
Yeah, so I should mention, too, he's got offices in California, China, Taiwan, India. He lives in New York. Real quick, if you will, on the issue of the wiretaps.
Sure.
Is that going to send a bit of a chill for other hedge fund managers?
No, I think that's a good point. I mean, I think that may be part of the reason why law enforcement did that, to say, everybody be on notice now. While it's unusual to get a wiretap in an insider trading case or securities fraud case, we're going to do that. So I think it will send a big message. I think that's right.